Static.
Miles?
This is Miles Powell.
I'm Bob, and we have...
This is Brendan Watson.
Oh, you know, you sound a lot like Miles. I was getting confused. I'm like...
Can you guys spell your last names for me?
Sure, go ahead, Miles.
T-I-D-A-L. D-A-L, you said? Yeah, T-I-D-A-L, yeah. And Bob, I know I spelled your name. Yeah.
Have you got mine?
I do, it's from your email.
Oh, okay.
Well,
hey, let's go.
You know, what this article will hopefully be on. You know, I'm just a little bit interested in kind of, you know, what's happening with podcasting locally in St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking to you guys, and there's one other podcaster I was able to locate through one of the podcasting directories. Kind of has a more politically oriented, you know, anarchist type podcast and blog.
Who's that? Who's that?
What's his name? His name's Denny. Denny something.
Oh, what's his URL?
Denny Hastert? No.
Is Dennis Hastert?
No. Denny Hankin. Here, let me find him.
I can hear the little white book flipping through the pages there.
His blog address is wherebound.typepad.com, wherebound.typepad.com.
Wherebound.typepad.com, really?
Yep.
See if I can bring that. I gotta put the W's in front of there?
No, it's just H.
So
W-H-E-R-E. So where?
Oh, okay.
Where bound? So W-H-E-R-E-W-E-A-R-E-E-O-U-N-D dot typepad.com.
Where we're bound.
We're
still trying to get it up here. I can't get it.
You know, why you guys are podcasting, what's the history of static radio when you started podcasting it, and kind of where you see this media going and how you see people are using it, you know, for their own purposes, whatever they may be, and what that impact may be on kind of a broader kind of media framework, media use and whatnot.
I'll let Miles handle that question.
First of all, I mean, you start by telling me a little bit about yourself.
Sure, go. I was joking. We've done a couple interviews, and Miles, he usually doesn't answer a lot of the questions, so then he gets all mad at me, but then I thought I'd...
No, we did this interview, and this guy started talking about hate radio all of a sudden. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. That's not our gig, man. We don't do that. Anyway.
So he got all flustered, and then he didn't talk, and so then I had to talk for him.
Oh, the guy got me all weirded out, and I couldn't do it.
He was actually the, I don't think he's still there, but he was one of the bigwigs at Live 365. If you know that website, live365.com, and he's like, we don't like all that hate radio, and he goes, and Miles, I believe, felt that he was insinuating us.
Yeah.
Although we definitely aren't hate radio in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Other than maybe, you know, like I say, I hate, getting up in the morning or something like that.
Right.
But I thought, I better tell you, Brandon, we're recording right now, by the way.
Yeah.
Which I think you knew that.
I did.
And, but I wanted to make sure I put that out there. I was still trying to look for this other guy's website. I better stop this or else I'm going to be, my focus is diverted here. But I'll answer a little bit of that. Podcasting, if you've did a little research, started, really kind of took off in October of this last year.
Right.
And Adam Curry, MTV VJ extraordinaire from the late 80s, is the guy who kind of coined the phrase, and would be the person who would be I suppose, the leader of all this. Even though he didn't really write the code for it, he's the voice of podcasting and coined the term, I think, along with a guy named Dave Weiner, who is more of the programming guy. We've actually been doing these type of shows before it was called podcasting. We started back in January of 1999 because we used to do a college radio show. I think we call it Static, but I don't remember. We call it Static, but we didn't have all the other after it. But I couldn't get static.com. That was just, that had already been snapped up, so we went with Static Radio to have something on there so we could get a URL that had the same name. But we've been doing this every week since January 1, 1999. And then the podcasting thing kind of flared up here in October, and Adam Curry writes a blog, regularly writes a blog, and I'd been reading it for maybe a year and a half or something like that, and then he got on this podcasting thing, and I was really intrigued because essentially it's what we've been doing, other than the fact that the distribution wasn't very good. You basically had to find our website in order to listen to the show, and you still have to kind of do that, but with iPodder.org and audioweblogs.com and iPodderX.org.com, and I mean there's a myriad podcast 411. I mean I don't even know how many of them there are right now. Podcasting News, they basically pulled up on this podcasting thing and have a big directory. Did you say you got us from iPodder.org, or where'd you get our URL from?
Okay, it's one of the ones that allows you to search geographically.
Oh, okay. But
a couple of them.
It's really spread.
I actually podcast myself.
Yeah, I have your website pulled up here.
Yeah.
And I was really going to say, I was really disappointed that we are not your favorite podcast. I was going to get you on that. I'm like, hey, man, we're not your favorite podcast. Where did I find that at?
That's kind of wordy.
Yeah, I was reading.
Like, William F. Buckner.
I was reading you after I got your email, and then I was reading again tonight. And you had, where was that listed at? Oh, man. See, now I don't have it, like, right here, so. And you look a little.
I don't think I mentioned a favorite.
Yeah, no, you said one of my favorite podcasts.
I feature a website. Every week, or I'm
going to
try to.
Oh, that's audio? I'm pretty sure you said something about some of my favorite web podcasts or my favorite web podcasts right now. See, I'm not going to be able to find it now, so I can't get you on it, but there was something on there. But it wasn't us. I'm like, hey, man. But we tried every week. We come up with basically stories where I'd say really crappy storytellers. And we tell little stories each week about weird things that happen to us. For instance, Miles, can you think of a weird story that we've told?
My mom had her eyeliner tattooed into her eye,
Which is a really bizarre thing, if you ask me. Some
Bob went on to say, why your mom's still a bag, and she's going to be dead pretty soon, so what's the point? And I told this to my mom, and now my mom seriously wants to beat his ass.
So yeah, so we have the conversations that we normally had during college, because we went to college together, but we have them for everybody to hear. So like, he tells me that his mom gets her eyeliner tattooed on him, like she's like freaking 70 years old, man. I mean, who's she trying to impress, for Christ's sake? It's not like she's going to scoop up Brad Pitt while she's down at Branson one weekend.
The show is like an acquired taste.
I'm trying to keep it clean since you're going to write. We normally curse and say whatever comes out, so. I'm sorry if it slips out.
I mean, tell me a little bit more about your college radio. Where was that?
We went to college. It almost to me sounds like Miles is just interviewing me. Because your voices are really similar, but go ahead, Miles. I'm looking for this favorite podcast. God damn it.
We attended Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, and we were both film students. And Bob actually got involved with the station first.
Yeah.
He's Andrews is the leader.
I'm the leader. All right.
More or less. He's like the Manson, you know, and I'm more like...
you're Squeaky Fromm.
Yeah. No, he's like, you can get credit for just being on this radio station.
See, now, you're in college still, right? It says here you're getting your master's degree.
Yes.
At the J school over in Mizzou, and I think they call it J for more than one reason, if you know what I'm saying, man. So, I've been there. I've seen it. But anyway, I got credit. It was great. You could get...
you had to do like a diary.
Yeah, you had to write a diary of what you did, but you got elective credit if you turned in your diary to this dude, and he'd read it and he'd give you little comments and say, oh, it seems like you're doing a lot of really nice things there. I mean, it was so crazy.
So, what, we did promotions or something?
At one point I was a promotions person, and we did that, and then we took air shifts as well, usually in the middle of the night.
4 a.m. or something.
Because we weren't really radio television students, so, you know, that really wasn't our gig. But it was a fun deal, you know?
Yeah. And it was the same kind of format you follow now, just kind of, you guys talking or just playing music? Or?
They made us play music, yes. We did a lot of the same things. One of the things that sticks out in my mind is we did really cruel reading of letters to Santa,
yeah,
where the kids would post them in the paper, and so then we'd read them. This one kid wanted an axe. I remember he said, I would like an axe, Santa. And I thought, what's up with this kid? You know, I was like...
Yeah.
Like Daniel Borden, Lizzie Borden's brother or something.
And I try to do like kooky voices, but they never really worked out very well.
Right, that's true. And we still do a little bit of that. We've actually, for the podcast piece, we've evolved mainly just to be it's really a storytelling thing, even though I don't think we say that anywhere on the site.
Yeah.
But each week we usually each have a story, and it's usually pretty kind of kooky. We just like to tell it. It's kind of fun.
And since when was Static Radio on the internet?
January 1st, 1999 was our first airing. We've been doing every week ever since. So
what were the time frames of your college radio show?
It was 1992, right?
Yeah.
When did we finally get out of there?
Graduated in 92.
Right, so then 99 was the first webcast. It's kind of interesting that the podcasting is kind of the hot thing right now. That's why you're writing about it, and you're interested in it, and you're, you know, a younger guy. But there was, when we first started, we called it, we just called it web radio, and then we called it webcasting, and then we called it Joey Manley. A guy who was in the internet stuff out in California had a thing called the Web Show Guide, but that's actually now, he doesn't, if you go to webshowguide.com, he's doing his own thing. It doesn't really have the web show anymore, but he did things called, he wanted to call it Web Shows, and so we were on that for a while, and then now podcasting, I guess, is the big one because of the ability then in MP3s to take them over. So we've went through, you know, we've been doing the same crap, but the names have changed over time. And it'll be called, you know, I don't know, anal tubing or something in the next thing.
College?
I'm sorry?
What was the name of your show in college?
We called it Static as well, but that was an unofficial kind of thing. Our show was the guys who'll show up at midnight and work till 4 a.m. show.
Yeah.
But I think we never really had an ID with it, but we used to call it that. But it really wasn't anything that anybody really officially acknowledged. Are you writing furiously?
And then how did you kind of, you had a 7-year gap in there. You know, kind of what was going on during the 7 years, and, you know, what brought you guys back to the radio? Nothing.
The same thing is going on right now.
I was kind of recovering from some medical stuff. Bob called up and says, hey, I've got this kooky idea. Why don't we try doing it? I go, well, I don't know. Just started from there, I guess.
See, I'll elaborate on that.
Right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it was. What the deal was, we used to do that radio show overnight, and we pretty much could do what we wanted to do. And And so I kind of missed it. And then as I, you know, you go out and you get jobs and whatnot, and you learn different stuff. I, for work, I had to learn how to do this kind of stuff. And so then I thought, well, hell, I could do the, instead of just doing boring shit, then why don't we do some fun stuff too? And so I worked up this, at that point, actually, the probably the saddest thing, and I'll tell you anyway, but the website, other than a few modest changes, looks exactly like it did in 1999.
Yeah.
That was my first the website that I ever built, and I haven't changed it because I didn't really like building it. I did it for the fact to get the audio out. And the introduction and everything I produced in 99, it's been the same. And I really, you know, that the point of it was for Miles and I to do our little bits every week, because what would happen would be even in college, Miles would say I was walking to class, and then some dude walked up to me and he said, "Where's Anna?" Which is a town like how many miles? 20 freaking miles away from Carbondale.
Right, right. Which way to Anna or something? I was like, "What?"
So you pointed him in the right direction, and he took off walking.
Yeah.
And then I was on vacation in Vermont. These are the kind of stories that came up in those 7 years that we would tell each other when we called each other once in a while. I was in Vermont, and I'm like in the mountains in Vermont. It's beautiful, I mean, and desolate. And so I'm driving with my wife, and we're, you know, taking in all the nature and all that stuff. And I come around a corner, and there's a friggin' hot dog vendor off the side of the road with the whole umbrella like a New York cart in the middle of the Vermont forest. And I thought, what the hell? And but I didn't even want to get a hot dog. Who knows how old those things were, you know what I'm saying? So we drove past it, but it's just totally bizarre, real life kind of happenstance. And so I guess over those 7 years we probably talked about those things, but really didn't have an outlet for it. And so we dreamed up this little outlet so that we could kind of do two things, which is do a little thing that's kind of radio-esque, but also a lot of fun for us.
And what do each of you do now during the day?
I think Miles sleeps a lot, you ask me.
Yeah, I do. I do some stuff, you know.
Do you take naps, Brandon? You're a college-age guy, right? You're out all night, right?
I try not to be, actually.
Oh, that's too bad. You should be.
Yeah, I have those 8 o'clock classes. They kind of choke it.
Well, Miles is the only guy in college I knew that took a nap. He's like a freaking baby. You go over to his house in the afternoon, and like you'd wake him up at like 2 o'clock.
This son of a bitch sends over his parents to my apartment one day. I didn't know they were coming. I'm like half nude. I open the door, and there's his parents.
There's my mom. Well, hi, Miles.
I see why they call you Miles.
Yeah.
So you guys don't want to say what your profession is.
Oh no, I can tell you what I do. I don't want to tell you where I work at or anything necessarily, but I can tell you what I do. I work in education, and I work in, computer media technology, because it's really quite a humbling, you know. Sometimes you push around a stupid TV and VCR, and then other times you're working on stuff working on visuals or something for some kooky project about the brain or something. So it's really night and day as far as what you do. It's you know, you're the geek guy with the cart who everybody thinks is half retarded, and then you go down to your office and you're trying to figure out a good way to display the amygdala. And so it's kind of ironic and funny all the same.
What level of education are you working in?
I work at a college education.
A higher.
A university.
And Miles, what's your general sales?
He's a salesman.
My cover story is I work in an adult bookstore, but that's not really true. I think it's funny, though. It'd be a funny cover, though, you know.
The joke is that he works in an adult bookstore, and we always joke about that. But
I work in an adult bookstore.
The truth is, he just hangs out in an adult bookstore. He just doesn't want to say that. If he works there, he's a little less perverted.
But here, listen. Bob does all the technical stuff. You probably can tell that, okay? I won't deceive you here. But I go out and, like, do the kooky interviews and get autographs. I've shot a few movies, I think, for the website.
Yeah, I think some most of those are up there still.
And by the way, this is the anniversary of the Buddy Holly crash, by the way.
Oh, today?
Yes.
Get out of town.
I did shoot a Buddy Holly tribute video, by the way.
I think it's still out there. I'll have to look here. I can never remember these things.
And how old are each of you?
I'm 38.
36.
So you can see I'm the slow one in school, evidently.
Yeah. And one reason I'm wondering, you know, it's pretty amazing you've been able to do this every week since 1999. Because it takes, you know, some energy. It takes some time. I don't know, do you guys do any editing, or do you kind of do it raw?
Absolutely no editing whatsoever. So we've been running here for a little over 20 minutes, and every word of it will get out there.
So it still takes, though, some time and some effort. You know, so how do you guys, where's the energy come from? Because I got to imagine, you know, your audience is probably not that large, and, you know, I don't know how much response you get.
Hey, Brandon, get off my back, man! No, the audience isn't that big, although I will tell you, you're doing a story about podcasting, and the podcasting has really grown our audience by threefold just by having the feed out there. I don't know if everybody's listening to everything.
Now we've got like 30 people.
Yeah, no, now it's Miles' mom listening every week just so she can get dirt on, you know, whenever she gets a hold of me. Oh, he's got a trick knee. I better write that down.
Yeah.
So I can kick him right in his trick knee whenever I see that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But no, we've it's been like threefold through the, basically through what you're investigating, which is the podcasting thing. It's just phenomenal. It's just crazy that all the people trying to listen to stuff now, and then over Christmas, you know, with the iPod and the other MP3 players that people are getting, and they're just looking for stuff, I guess, to fill them up. I don't know. I can't tell you if everybody's listening because everybody doesn't ride in, but we do have our regulars, and some of those folks ride in every once in a while. And you can see just in the logs that people are coming from the same places a lot. And so it's kind of interesting. I wouldn't say that we're burning up the world or anything, but I think we do all right.
I mean, how many downloads do you estimate you had before kind of started podcasting, and how many do you think you've had
recently? Oh, gosh. Well, before we started podcasting, we probably would get, we'd average about people, not just people coming to the sites, but people actually clicking on the audio, so they'd have to listen to at least, they'd have to actually at least click on it to listen to it. I don't know if they listen to it or not, because we can't really tell that, but we'd have about 500 a week, and now we probably have over 3,000 or better. And maybe more. It really depends. Like, just before you wrote me, we got on iPodder.org on the front page as a listing for a podcast, right? And it just skyrocketed. It was just crazy numbers during that time. And it was probably the most we've ever had in the shortest amount of time, because it was only on there for like 2 days. But I can't even remember, but we had so many hits over those 2 days, it was just outlandish. It was just weird. But the interesting thing is that people are pulling down the podcast every week that don't even come to the site, and I can see those numbers as well. And it's really quite interesting to see. I mean, I'm hoping they're listening. I don't know if they are for sure. We try to keep it to about 20 minutes, which we're over at this point for our little talk here, but this is a little different than what we usually do. But I think in 20-minute little segments, people like it. So it is an acquired taste, though. I will agree with you there, Miles.
But has it changed your mentality or your approach at all? That you kind of, you know, went from doing this for, you know, a small audience, probably, you know, a lot of friends and types of things like that, to kind of strangers and a large audience? I mean,
relatively. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think so. No, I think, you know.
Now that you mentioned it, I don't think we should talk about it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know Miles is, his family's a little bit more involved than mine is, as far as listening and so forth. The only person in my family that listened for the longest time was my brother. And then now I think my uncle listens, but it's a lot of them are strangers, and we have people that that write us every once in a while. We haven't heard from Elmo in Florida in a long time, but I mean from Florida, from Maine, from California.
That Scott Baker guy.
Right, Scott Baker from Maine, and it's just all over the place. Oddly enough, you talked about trying to find things in the area here. There really hasn't been a lot of activity in the area, and I've been kind of on the lookout all these years just to see why somebody else hasn't kind of done this. And even now that the podcasting has come started up, I really haven't seen a lot in St. Louis in particular, or Kansas City for that matter, the kind of the big urban areas from Missouri. You know, I don't know why they just don't. Maybe they just don't want to talk at people. But I know there's a guy named Frank Edward Nora who runs a thing called the Overnightscape.com out in New York City. And he's been doing a similar thing. He does a little bit different as long as I can remember, probably since at least 2000. And I've emailed him back and forth over the years. And this podcasting thing has just been phenomenal for him. He's got he's doing a daily thing now, almost as if he's like hosting his own radio show. That he just started up over the last month or so. So, I mean, it's really kind of interesting. He gets people from Singapore. We have lots of hits from overseas as well, but not, I don't think there's quite as many people who actually write in. He's had people write in from Singapore. All we've had is people that have hits from Singapore, but we don't know who they are. So they won't write us. But normally what happens is, like, what you're experiencing right now, which we're not too harsh on you. I was reading your podcasting and the citizen media power shift piece here on your blog, and you were a little bit worried about being on here because you were thinking that there's a power balance here, you being on our show as opposed to you interviewing somebody, right? I didn't really think of it that way. I thought of it, here's an easy way for us to get a show, and then maybe Miles will be around for it. we're lowest common denominator around these parts.
In terms of, you know, that relationship between, like, kind of what you're doing and, you know, traditional radio or traditional media as a whole, I mean, do you think that there is any meaning behind, like, what you're doing? And, I mean, does it make you think more critically about the media you're consuming?
Go ahead, Miles. That sounds like a serious question. You're a serious guy.
I've really not put a lot of serious thought into the show. I just, you know, I just do it. I just do it. Something I just naturally do, you know. I don't know if we're making a difference or not. I don't know.
Are we making a difference?
I don't know.
I don't think so, to be honest with you. I think that we're just, I hope we're entertaining.
I just do it to make people laugh.
Well, yeah, we try to have, everything's all based on trying to get a giggle. Basically, we try to crack each other up every week as much as possible. And we try to tell things that are, that we're willing to let go of, that are possibly extremely embarrassing sometimes.
Yeah.
But we do that nonetheless. I'm trying to think of one. I talk about, one of my things was, it's kind of toned down a bit, but I got kids, and the accuracy of a child running at you at full tilt to hit you in the nuts is phenomenal. If the Army isn't studying this, I don't know why they're not, because they could, you think smart bomb, for Christ's sake, you could be eating a piece of cake across the room and some kid can peg you right square between the nards before you know it, and you don't know what to do, you know? And that's the kind of weird, kind of embarrassing stuff that we'll talk about. But my kids got a little older now, and so they don't, I can dodge them, they're a little higher, so they don't hit me so often, you know? I was hoping Brandon was going to laugh at that, you know?
I'm having to wait
because
I don't have the ability to record a
cell phone. Well, I'll send you MP3 of this.
Yeah, you know, our best guest we ever had was a guy named Mr. Skin, by the way. Skin.com. Yeah, I heard part of that show. My God.
Did you listen to that, really?
Yeah. Oh, man, I love that guy. And on the technical side of this, tell me a little bit about your setup, how you do this.
Well, this is where you're going to be totally impressed. And I haven't changed this since day one, so I really would like to get into other things that are a little bit more elaborate, but it just hasn't worked out.
This is the funny part.
Yeah, this is the funny part, Brandon. This is what it's all about here, man. I have a speakerphone that I'm talking to you on with a microphone sitting on top of it, and then I record to my computer. That is as hard as it gets. Now we should try to do a Skype thing a while back, but it just didn't work out for us because I've got broadband, but Miles doesn't, and he really doesn't want to get it because he's got a porn addiction. And
I purchased Girls Gone Wild once, and then your brand is once you get it,
I think Brandon's probably got that. I mean,
no big deal.
He's probably got bootleg Girls Gone Wild. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
Do they do Mardi Gras in Columbia? Because they're going to have big Mardi Gras here in St. Louis, you know. I suggest, if you're in town, Carnival Supply, I think it's down on, is it on Grand? No, it's down on, I can't remember, Washington, or one of those streets close to the river. And you can get cheap beads. So, you know, the beads for boobies thing.
I'm wondering how you know that.
I've been down there.
I see.
Yeah. The Carnival Supply is a great place. It's really old. It's kind of weird.
Secretive kind of guy.
I personally haven't experienced that, and I probably won't at this point.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to help Brandon out because, you know.
All right.
He's a young guy. He needs to get out there and see all this stuff.
And has your radio show ever embarrassed you?
Constantly.
Had a boss stumble upon it, or...
Not yet.
Thanks to Christ.
Not yet.
Thanks to fuck Christ.
Did you hear, did you listen to last week's show about, or this week's show from Wednesday about the dude with the big mustache?
I started listening to it. I haven't finished it yet.
No, oh man, Brandon! What kind of research are you doing, for Christ's sake? Put down the bong and come on, man. Can't listen to the whole show. Is it get too? Let me ask you: Is it too? I mean, that one wasn't too graphic. Although sometimes I think we go a little overboard.
There's a lot of potty humor to it. A
lot of potty humor.
Especially my story.
Yeah, a lot of potty humor in your story.
No, I think your show's funny, but they just it's kind of interesting. I mean, with the Google these days, it's just kind of like you're putting yourself out there in
a little bit.
I guess you guys don't brand your website or your show with your name.
No, well, it's kind of we. Our names are pretty, behind the scenes there, so.
Yeah.
We say, hi, I'm Bob and everything, but, it's not.
I've had a couple instances where people, meet me and they're like, oh, yeah, I listen to your podcast, or, professors and stuff. I'm like,
Well, yeah, but you're, where are you at here? But, okay, you're doing a blogger thing. I thought you were on the Mizzou. I'm looking at one of your, the Duplex Living one right now. They're off the university's server, missouri.edu.
Yep.
So whoever's doing Duplex Living, it's an easy search for the people who have access on campus, because all that stuff's cataloged somewhere.
Yeah.
But,
I think that answers most of my questions, unless you guys have anything else you'd like to throw in there.
Yeah, no, I want to ask you some questions real quick.
Yeah.
You really got me. I want to tell you. But normally I'm a little bit overbearing on these things, as Miles will agree with.
He's taken over other people's interviews before.
And I've done that before, and I've been chastised for it.
Yeah.
And so when I read your thing this afternoon, I'm like, well, I was going to do my usual thing, and I thought, maybe I won't, because you're a nice guy, You seem like a nice guy here, and you're writing about being worried about this, and I certainly don't want to increase any anxieties, but I certainly have questions for you as well.
Go
if you
ahead.
Don't mind. So you listened to only part of it. Did you have to not? Could you not listen because you had to leave? Were you bored? What was the reason?
Well, one of the things that I like about they kind of the iPod platform, and not audio, but it's kind of. The problem with the internet is that there's so much going on your desktop.
Mm-hmm.
And, whether you're reading or you're listening or you're trying to watch a video, and it's so tempting when you're listening to a podcast on your computer to sit there and browse other websites, to read email.
That's what I'm doing right now. And I'm doing an interview.
Right.
I know what you're talking about.
So what happens is, you know, you end up not really paying attention. So you get disinvested really quickly. Or, you know, you browse off it somehow. You know, you hit a link somewhere and it opens up in the same window and it shuts it off.
Yeah.
So that's the reason I don't get through a lot of stuff on the internet, like regardless of what it is. I don't always get partway through. With my iPod, like I listen to my iPod while I'm walking and that's the only thing I have. I'll, you know, listen to it at the gym. And so I really get engaged in what it is I'm listening to. You know, one of the other things I'm involved in here at the school is
somebody's got something going on there.
Helping to design a digital newspaper.
Uh-huh.
That you download and read offline, and it kind of blocks out everything else on your computer, so it's kind of hard to explain, but
I know where you're coming from.
That idea of eliminating some of the other noise.
The problem with that is that everybody wants choice. And so whenever you start blocking people from doing other things, they get a little bit irate. And so even though you're going to lose audience because there are choices, you're going to lose more audience if you don't let them have a choice.
Well, and I'm not sure that's necessarily true. And you have a choice. I mean, you can easily get out of... It opens up in Adobe Acrobat Reader.
Mm-hmm.
And you can easily... Exit. You sit your exit key and you're done.
Right.
You know, so the choice is still there. But if you want to focus on the reading experience, then you can do that without a lot of added distractions. It's amazing how much it enhances your ability to read and take in the material.
So are you...
Podcasting, the ability to kind of take it off the computer.
And take it with you. That's kind of the thing. And I think that's why it's increased... exponentially for us is because people are willing to invest the 20 minutes while they're walking, where they probably won't be willing to invest that 20 minutes while they're sitting looking at other stuff. Porn is a very big distraction for people when they get on the computer. And all you got to do is say, you know, breasts, and then people start looking things up. I mean, I don't know. I can only imagine that, you know, you're listening to something and all of a sudden somebody says something like, well, for instance, Miles over the last couple of weeks has been infatuated with Tara Reid. And I was telling him, and I know this probably happened, as I don't know for sure, but I'm sure it did, because he told me Tara Reid's on Stuff Magazine, right? On the cover or whatever, right, Miles?
Right, Stuff Magazine, yeah.
And I said, do you know she's got a Franken-tit? And he was, like, blown away because she's got, like, had some surgery, right, to enhance her breasts. And they botched it or something, and it flopped out at some premiere. And my wife was surfing somewhere, and she saw it. And I think it's called Fugly or something like that. There's a website, anyway, that has all these really bad publicity photos. And she showed me, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then you hear a little bit about it, not too much. So then I tell him that. So I'm sure everybody was listening, started looking up, you know, Tara Reid's Franken-tit. So
I looked it up.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you see it? Miles, did you see it?
I can hardly open up that magazine anymore after I looked
at it. It's a
long time.
So, you know, it's those kind of things, those little things that you say that people are going to go, you know, where? I can expect out of the one that people might, who aren't familiar with the world of Commander McBragg, might try to look that up. It was a little cartoon with Tennessee Tuxedo a long time ago. And it's just little pop culture references that get tossed out that probably people run off and do other stuff. But you look a lot like Anthony Michael Hall in your picture here, Brennan.
I don't even know who that is.
That's hilarious. You ever see The Breakfast Club?
Oh, man.
You ever watch... Well, see, now he was on... what was that USA show? Stephen King?
Dead Zone.
Dead Zone, right. The dude on the Dead Zone.
I can't.
With a cane. No, not ringing a bell?
I mean, I've heard of that. I've never seen Breakfast Club.
He was what was it? Johnny B. Good.
National
he was the bad guy in Edward Scissorhands. He was the bad teenager with the van.
Yeah.
So you're the bad guy, Brandon. So, the other question is, you can't remember where you found our podcast at?
It's either iPod or, I think it's, no, was it iPod? There's only one, I think, one of those directories that you can search by geographic location.
Uh-huh. And so, why are you so focused in this area? Are you just doing the Midwest, or are you doing the, St. Louis?
Well, I'm mainly interested in, St. Louis. I'm also going to try to talk to Dave Weiner or Adam Curry or both of them.
Good luck on that one.
Set up with a video blogger in New York to talk about that angle of personal broadcasting.
Now that's really cool. I've just been reading more and more about that, and we made these little movies over time. And actually, I looked, and I don't think they're on there anymore. But they are at Trigger Street. If you go to TriggerStreet.com, we have our movies up there in a contest situation. I guess is what it is. It's kind of like an ongoing online contest.
They haven't done very good.
No, they haven't done very good. But they'll host them for free, and so that was the idea to upload them there so you could go see them, and. So that we didn't have to pay for hosting them because they were kind of large, but the whole video blogging thing is just out of control. I think I can't imagine how much time that would eat up. You know,
yeah.
Because you would want to edit more than likely, and you would want to try to look better. You know, we have the voice for podcasting. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
I would say the face for podcasting, right? Face for radio.
Yeah.
So you're a You're a master student at Mizzou.
Yep.
And so, like, this assignment, is this just something you're going to do and turn in, or is it something that they ask you to do, or?
No. I'm doing this as a freelance gig to make some money on the side.
And you think they'll pick it up?
Yeah, I'm trying to pitch it to the Post-Dispatch.
Yeah.
I think they're going to. I haven't gotten the nod yet,
but you think they're going to?
Yeah.
And so what's your, is your angle on how podcasting's changing people's views or something? Or?
No, it's just about, like, you know, how people are using this ability to, you know, do personal broadcasting. I might try to get into a listener. You know, why do people kind of listen to this stuff? You know.
Well, if you didn't have to...
About that, I'm also going to tell people... You know, how do you do it? I have a lot of friends here who understand the basics of the internet, but I mean RSS readers and, you know, stuff like that. And they have no idea, you know, what this is all about.
I thought I heard somebody like tapping a one hit in the background there. So would you listen if you weren't doing this story?
Well, listen to your podcast?
Sure.
It depends. Like I had Dave Weiner's podcast for a while.
Uh-huh.
And it got annoying. Like, he has this one shtick and it's kind of like in your face and it's, you know, kind of, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just didn't do it for me. That's the thing about the RSS reader is I'll add a lot of cool stuff to it and then, you know, I won't get to it all, so I start deleting stuff and so it doesn't slow everything down.
Yeah.
What I like what I can do is if I can download like a bunch of the shows all at once.
Uh-huh.
And then kind of, you know, work my way through them and then download another batch and work my way through them. Checking the feed every day can be a little time consuming.
So you don't like that aspect of it, huh?
Yeah. And you know Christopher Lydon? I don't know if you know his name, but he
I do, for some reason.
Journalism now at Harvard. He was into a fellowship. And he's done a lot of cool interviews with all sorts of interesting folks, and they're all online. He just started to, not really podcast, but he has RSS reader where you can, like, download all the old ones. And those are great. So they're, like, you know, you said, that 20-minute, half-an-hour length. And as I said, you know, they're great interviews. Production value.
That's important to you, is it? You don't like a microphone on a speakerphone.
Well, actually, I was kind of surprised to hear that's what you're doing. It doesn't, you know, on your website, it doesn't sound.
Well, we're fooling the world. Yeah, I know. I've actually had people ask me what Gintner makes a box for radio. And they're like, oh, you got a Gintner box? Where'd you get? How much did you pay for your Gintner box? I'm like, dude, I got a speakerphone with a freaking $2 microphone sitting on top of it from Radio Shack or something. And that's all you need. And so, you know.
Quick question. I'm trying to ask you guys. You guys are both in the same
room. No, he's actually in Iowa.
Okay. Yeah, and they got the, was it 319? Yeah. We're in Iowa? The good part, yeah.
You're so sketchy, Miles. He lives on the river in Iowa.
Yeah, on the river somewhere. Well, you guys have more questions?
Oh, wait, I thought you were going to go off on something. I was reading something.
I just got to ask that before.
Oh, okay. The, so I guess... Since you're a younger guy here, that's why I'm asking all these weird questions like that, because we actually do seem to get quite a few people who are in college. We get a lot of hits from colleges and stuff like that, to at least to our site. And it may just be because I have, like, fart and funny and you know, duty or something in the meta tags, but I don't know. But are you interested in the storytelling aspect of this, or is it the humor aspect, or... Or just because we're in St. Louis, I think is the probably the gist of it. But I was just curious what you'd look for when you listen to these things. Like Dave Winers is probably, I never listened to Dave Winers. I listen to Adam Curry's every once in a while, and I'm guessing Dave's is probably a little more technical in nature. Am I right? Or
it can be. Yeah, I got pretty annoyed pretty quickly, so I haven't listened to that many.
But most of the podcasts that I find out there are podcasts about podcasting.
Yeah.
And
one question I have for you guys, and then I'll kind of get to my answer via this, is, you know, what aspects how important is kind of amateur quality, do you think?
it's not only important, it's vital. Well, we don't edit, and so I love the idea, and it's a little hard on the three-way call because I know you're kind of waiting to hear, and it's probably hard for you to hear me and everything, but we try to keep them moving, and it really is an improv thing for us, and I don't like to edit because, number one, it takes a lot of freaking time if you do edit, and but the other thing is you got to be quick on your feet. I mean, you're listening to this in real time, and you're like, you know, You gotta work it. You gotta think of it. And a lot of times, what'll happen is Miles will say something, and I won't hear it because we're talking on top of each other or anything. But it comes through on the audio.
Or vice versa.
And I think it's kind of funny.
You'll have some slam against me, and I haven't heard it. You're like cracking yourself up. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't even know what you were talking about.
Or you know, it's just kind of kooky. I think one of the big things is we just try to make each other laugh a lot if we can by saying weird shit and getting in jabs here and there, and
some of the best stuff is actually set off.
Yeah, well then,
like we'll talk about it a few minutes after we hang up or after we're done, and then it's like, oh, why didn't we say that?
Yeah, well, I can't remember what some of that is, but it's all in the moment. It's of the moment and in the moment. And what's happened? We tried to do the Skype thing, and it got so bogged down in the technical stuff that it just didn't work. And so the simplicity of it, I think, makes it even though it's probably, you know, not top notch and everything. Obviously, it's not. But
people bitched about it too.
Yeah, people bitched about it. They like to hear us. So I went back to the old thing after I think we tried it twice.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll try it again in the future after things develop more. But and if you get high speed or something, but I don't know when that's going to happen. Your wife's going to have a conniption if she can't handle Stuff magazine in the house. How can she handle analintruders.com?
I was going to say, I think that's one of the things that attracts me to podcasting in general, is almost an amateur quality to it. I mean, same with blogs. I mean, it's kind of this real, you know, earthy kind of thing. It's not something that's overly polished or overly produced. And I kind of go in between. So I really like the ones that are either really polished or really rough, not really the ones in between, you know?
Yeah, I think I like I listened to Adam Curry the other day, and what was it? A Cheap Trick platinum record fell off his wall while he was talking. I mean, you hear this huge crash, right? And he told us what it was, right? Cheap Trick platinum record that he got when he was at MTV or something, right? Because who knows who Cheap Trick is, right? You don't, right?
I've heard of him.
Oh, okay. So, I think that's kind of funny, and that's what they cut out of, like, real radio. They don't have mistakes. They have, you know, and now we're going to go to weather. And then when they make a mistake, it's like this huge embarrassment, and they're all giggly and stuff. They don't roll with it too well when things happen. And they don't use it to go, you know, to push content forward or just to make fun of it. So, like, he went over and picked it up. And was talking about it, and then later on, it fell off again. He hung it back up, and it fell down again. I thought it was hilarious. I mean, here's a dude who's a millionaire, right? He's living over in England now, and he doesn't have any. He's got crap to do all day, and think of this podcast and shit. And he's got records falling off the wall, so you know, it's kind of brings everybody down to every day, which may be, you know, a little bit longer than you wanted, but hey. But, so, okay, Brandon, I always think that, you know, whenever I was young, I really didn't get, nobody helped me at all, right? Nobody wanted to talk about things. Nobody wanted to,
oh, here comes the sex talk.
No.
I know where this is.
No, but I'm like, for future, right? So you're doing great. You're going to get your master's degree in journalism, right? So what are you going to do from here? I mean, you can't take ecstasy your whole life. It's going to kill you. Let me just tell you that right now.
I'm honestly not really sure what I'm going to do.
Oh, I thought for a second you were going to say, well, why can't I take ecstasy for my whole life?
I don't do ecstasy.
Oh, well, see, that was the other app. I thought maybe you'd deny it right away. But, I mean, what are you going to do after this is done? I mean, you're working on this digital newspaper thing, right?
I am.
And I'll be frank with you. Well, okay, I'll be Bob, and I'll be maybe Miles could be Frank. But newspapers are dying, man. I read all my news online.
Well, someone has to produce that content.
Okay.
If the content's not dying, the delivery mechanism might be in trouble.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm studying digital media.
Mm-hmm.
In part to kind of gauge where that future is going in terms of delivery mechanisms and business models for that and all that good stuff.
Yeah, business model. I wish we could make some money at this, but we never have made any money. But you don't really know. I mean, you gotta kind of have a focus there, or you're gonna end up like Miles. Really, I mean, come on, you don't want to be like that. The guy wears Playboy ties from the '70s, the little naked women on the back of them. You don't want to be like that. You got to have a little more focus, right? You seem like a serious guy. I'm reading your stuff here. You write seriously. So you got to think of where you want to be. I mean, there's got to be a dream job out there. Because even though I said it's a dying medium, newspapers think it's a dying medium, it doesn't mean that you still can't have a great career in them. Because radio's a dying medium, and there's still people that have great careers in that. So, like, what's your dream job?
Radio is dying. It's not really.
Oh, yes, it is. Radio is dying. Radio as you know it, and I know it, from our childhood and everything, is not going to be the same within 20 years. It's not going to be.
Saying, I think the health of radio is a lot better than the health of newspapers.
Well, that could be. But if you think about the gap from when newspapers were going their strongest and when radio was going their strongest, that we're not going to have that kind of gap from when newspapers die and radio dies. You know what I mean? It's closing faster. And then television will be the next thing. I mean, if you investigate like BitTorrents and all that kind of stuff, you're going to be able to pull down stuff, you know, all live long day and watch it whenever you want. So, but I mean, what's your dream job? Let me get back to the question. Whenever you get done, right, you're going to send out resumes, and you're going to send out resumes to one place first. I think I put him on a spot, Miles.
I have no idea.
Are you serious?
I want to work in digital media.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if I'm going to try to work for a media organization or work for a political organization or...
Are you going to get your PhD?
I probably will eventually.
No, I mean, like, right now, you're going to go, like, master's, PhD program?
I'll take some time to work.
Don't. Do it right now, because you know what? You don't know what the fuck you want to do, man. You got to know. You got to have, like, your eye on something, I think, or else, you know, it's going to be one of those, it's, what's going to happen? I mean, you're going to be a well-educated guy, and that's great, right? Because Miles and I were once well-educated guys at some point in life. Not as well-educated as you, mind you, but then you got to go out, and then you got to do the shit work, right? And you got to do that shit work right out of the gate, unless, like, your dad owns a newspaper or something. And then you're going to get angry that you did all this work, and you got to do the shit work, unless you're going toward it. You know, I'll do the shit work as long as I know in 5 years I'm going to get this. You know what I mean?
Well, I have the long term goal, as you said, is to go back to school and get my PhD.
Well, just stay. You should just stay in then, and then get that done, right?
It's what I do between the 2 to 10 years I'm going to spend working this way.
No, don't do that. Don't do it. You'll hate yourself. I'm telling you. You got a girlfriend?
I do.
You guys serious?
I don't know if she'll listen to this.
Well, because what'll happen is you'll get married, right? Miles, you can chime in at any moment now. I think you might have hung up on me.
I'm falling asleep with
this. Okay. You're going to get married.
Going.
You're going to have kids. Yeah. You're going to get stuck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to have that, you know, eye of the tiger, man. Go for your goal. I'm just curious, to be honest with you. I don't get to talk to people that are in college every day, you know. Well, I guess I do, because I work at the college, but they don't want to talk to me. I'm an idiot, you know.
Do you have any, like, funny bathroom mishaps or anything? Like, that's usually what the show is about. Like, a shark or something.
Anything fun? What would be a funny thing that happened to you recently? Since Miles doesn't want me to go on the whole goal thing.
Yeah. Well, we're getting interviewed by this one guy, and he kind of confided that as a kid he kind of crapped his pants at his neighbor's house and had to bring home his pants, like his, you know, underwear, like a plastic baggie. And I thought it was kind of like really opening up, you know, like, wow, a lot of information. But, we didn't know if you had anything kooky like that or not.
No, I have to say my life is pretty boring.
Okay.
Oh, man. So what's your favorite beer?
God, what do I have in my fridge right now? I have a LaFave Blue right now.
What's that? I don't think I've ever heard of that.
It's a Canadian lager. Hey, I keep hearing like a pill case getting jiggled. What is that, man?
maybe we're pushing Brandon's buttons, and so he's got to take some of
what the hell,
Valium or something.
I don't know.
So that's your favorite beer is what, Bob's Blue?
LaBlanc.
Oh, LaBlanc. Okay, I thought you said Bob's Blue. I'm like, what?
I drink Hat's Blue Ribbon every once in a while.
Oh, the PBR. He's the cheap drunk. Brandon, the cheap drunk.
You gotta go for the cheap stuff when you're a student.
Yeah, well, hey, tell me about it. Wait till you have a couple kids and you know, in a dead-end career.
So
I didn't even get a chuckle out of that. Miles!
Some Jägermeister.
I think Miles should go back to the duty jokes because he got you to laugh.
Yeah. Do you think Andy Richter has any talent?
Again, I'm not sure who Andy Richter is.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic!
I like to spell that out.
Andy Richter used to be a sidekick for Conan O'Brien. Do you remember that? You ever watch Conan?
No, I actually don't like Conan. Wait, let me get that. I think I've heard of that.
So, Miles went to high school with Andy Richter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he's like been pissed about it ever since because Andy Richter has got like a Hollywood career.
Like he's got.
Are you from Grand Rapids, Michigan?
He didn't go to Grand Rapids.
Oh, Yorkville, Illinois.
That,
yeah.
Yorkville, Illinois.
That's
Richter was born in Grand Rapids. Richter, Illinois. Or Yorkville, Illinois.
Yeah.
His name's not really Andy Richter either.
Andy Swanson, yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, that's a good stage name to take if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. I was just curious.
Well, Brandon, I appreciate you. We're coming up on an hour here. I appreciate you interviewing us. I hope we gave you all the answers that you wanted.
Thank you very much. And can you send me MP3 of that?
Yeah, I still got your email, so I'll compress it and send it over to you.
If you can send that to Brendan, B-R-E-N-D-A-N.
Oh, you want me to go to a Gmail account? Oh, I got to get a pen now. God.
Oh, sorry.
God bless it.
Otherwise, it'll clog up everything and probably bounce back to you.
Brandon@gmail.com. All right.
Yep.
Hey, if you...
Good time.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you thinking about us. So when... you talked in your article from today about being published before. We won't put this up until you are okay with it. And so when does your... deadline or whatever you want to set as far as parameters is fine with me.
No, but you guys can go ahead and put it up. I don't.
Okay, as long as you don't mind.
It's under my entry this morning. That's kind of the fun of it, you know.
Okay. So. Well, you said you had a little worry in your writing there, so.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of interesting that, you know, as a journalist, you're used to kind of controlling things, and then suddenly when people have the ability to control it, it's an awkward shift of roles, but it's not necessarily bad or, you know.
So what are you getting your girlfriend for Valentine's Day?
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
I actually have to work during Valentine's Day, so we
can
see each other. Seems like family's smaller than underwear, probably.
All right, on that note.
Yeah.
We'll end our show, and I guess, Brandon, you're in an interview, and I will send it, do you want me to bleep out your, I will edit your email address out if you want me to.
Okay, that'd be good.
Okay, and then that'll be all the editing I do, though, and I'll send that over to you, and if that doesn't work, then I'll do a download so that you can download it. I'll put a link out that you can download it from.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a good night.
You too.